Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.
I find myself forgetting the names. Forgetting the names or even forgetting that I did fuck somebody. I'm like, damn, I fucked up. Cafe on Team Broadcasting, hosted by Blog Talk Radio. I am one of the co-hosts, Christopher Tracy, and I am joined tonight, as I am each and every Tuesday night, live by the Honorable Deacon Aloysius, Forever Love. Aloysius. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I am good. I'm blessed, and I'm living. I'm ready for the action.
And the studio audience approves. So tell me what's going on in your area, in your region. Ladies and gentlemen, you tune into the Lonely Hearts Cafe. Go ahead. We'll reset that. Tell me what's going on in Michigan.
Actually, it's getting warmer, and so that's a blessing within itself. I think it's like about 48, maybe. No, it's 36 degrees, but it still feels warm when the sun was out and whatnot. So, we actually barbecued Saturday for my daughter's birthday, so
yeah,
it was kind of a cool thing.
Very cute picture of her. Very cute picture, you know. You know, I'm never going to talk about my goddaughter. Your goddaughter is beautiful. And I will say this. My daughters may be listening because they're listening every now and then. My daughters are okay looking. I don't mind saying that.
Your daughters are beautiful also.
But your daughter is beautiful, man. So I got to say to you, you know, props to her. Props for her, to her for realizing that she is in control of the world. Fuck the world.
Yeah, basically. That's
and
the
that's
way
how
she sees
do.
It. Right.
Fuck the world. Fuck other people. You know, you still want to, you know, you don't want to shit on your fellow man, but damn. Ultimately, when you're trying to get shit done in life, it's your world. And the quicker you realize it's your world, is the quicker that you realize that you don't have to rely on motherfuckers to get shit done.
I take that.
So, you guys barbecue. It's warming up. What else is going on?
You know, just a general drama, but, you know, it has nothing to do with me. I'm just observing and laughing about certain things. But
what is general drama? What kind of drama is classified as general?
A girl asked me, and I'll dig this. She asked me to come over to her crib.
Mm-hmm.
I go over to her crib, and she asks about her hair color. And as I'm standing up to check out her hair color, she decides to pull my pants down, flip my dick out, and start sucking. For a few moments,
Go ahead, go ahead. You have to appreciate that on the surface, but go ahead.
And for a few moments, I let it go on, but then I realized I didn't want it to go too much further, and so it had to stop because that was something that was totally unplanned, and I had other things to do.
That's what I wanted to get at. you know, why didn't you want it to go further? Did you have other things to do? It wasn't planned. That's it. That's fine. Maybe it wasn't good. You didn't say that. Maybe you didn't want to lead to anything else. You didn't say that. Maybe you didn't want her to catch feelings just from sucking your dick. You didn't say that. But you had other things to do. It wasn't planned. And that is totally acceptable.
Yep, and I was already running behind schedule. I just wanted to check with her for a few moments, and she was trying to make it a whole night thing. I couldn't do it.
Well, I applaud you for staying focused and staying on task. Because one thing that we must remember in the world is fuck the world. Fuck the world. It is your world. And the quicker we realize that, the quicker we realize that we don't need anybody else.
Yes, sir. And how's your week been?
Shit, it's all a blur. So far, it's okay. People keep popping in from out of town. My cousin came in from Jacksonville. I need to get her and her friends to start listening to the show. They're little 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, college juniors, seniors. So it'd be interesting to get their perspective. But, you know, they came in and sat around the damn table and was just talking 800 miles an hour all about just shit. Shit. One girl grew up in the house with chickens and hamsters and all kinds of shit. Don't wear flats to a club because the DJ will call you out, and the DJ will call you out if you need a fill in on your nails. And I'm like, how the fuck is the DJ gonna see your damn nails in the club and it's dark? But he was talking a mile a minute, and it made me realize I am so damn glad I am not at that age again. So that's
what I understand that.
Well, maybe I shouldn't tag her in this show because I just talked about her crew. But they're welcome back anytime. I'll say that. But I won't tag her. Let's see what else. Then this week, I have another cousin popping in town. She'll be in town Saturday just for a couple hours. Then my wife's got her aunt coming in town Saturday. I don't know how long she's staying. But you know me. If I don't want to be here, I'll hit it. I'll be gone.
Coach
Reese passed away. Did you see that?
Really?
You remember? Yeah, Coach Reese from Selma High. He had a stroke on Sunday, and they rushed him to the hospital on Monday, and he died.
Wow. Hate to hear that.
Changing of the guard. He's okay. He's a cool dude. Okay. So we have Vanessa. Let's say hello to Vanessa. Vanessa's on the line tonight. How are you, Vanessa?
Hi, I'm good. I'm sorry. I was on mute.
Ah.
How are you guys?
We are good.
Very good.
Aloysia speaks for both of us. Aloysia, did you notice that when Vanessa said, I had you on mute, that she started laughing after she said that? Yeah. Watching people that laugh at their own shit. They say shit and then they laugh at it.
You got issues. I'm going back on mute.
How are we supposed to respond to that?
Right.
Just tell us what you're going to do.
I'm going back on mute.
The theme for tonight's show is fuck the world. And the quicker you realize fuck the world, the quicker you realize that you don't need the world to do shit. I said it because Vanessa said, I'm going back on mute. But if I push this button right here, she will be on permanent mute. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't start.
Okay. So, tonight's topic, let me ask you, Vanessa did not chime on to hear our opening. So you got to listen, you got to come in, you got to show up on the show, listen to the show on time so you can hear the opening passage. Each week we start off the show with a passage. And you missed it this week, so I'm going to replay it just for you.
Okay, just to thank get your, you.
I'm glad you're happy. But just for you, here we go.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Here we go. I find myself forgetting the names. Forgetting the names or even forgetting that I did fuck somebody. I'm like, damn, I fucked up. Any thoughts on that?
I can actually relate to it. And I'm pretty sure a lot of women can too.
Yeah. Vanessa must be muted.
No, I'm off of mute, but no, I haven't had that that issue.
Hmm. I blame it on the alcohol. All right. So tonight's first topic. We have a few topics tonight. I'm not going to reveal them. I'm going to leave them out as cliffhangers. But tonight's first topic is, and this came from the hotline. Follow me on this one. It's a little bit long, but follow me on this. A woman wants to believe that her relationship with her man is sincere. Vanessa, we need you on this one. She wants to believe that her relationship with her man is sincere and everything is all good. They've been together for 3 years. No problems in the relationship. No thoughts of cheating, no thoughts of this, no thoughts of that. But, and during the entire time, he's had a job, the same job for those 3 years, as a manager at a restaurant. A couple nights ago, he popped a question. He had the friends there, popped a question, asked her if she would marry him. She said yes, gave her the ring, and she's like, huh? And she said, now I don't know if she had it appraised or not, but she says she thinks the ring is valued at $20,000. So she may have had it appraised, but she's like, there's absolutely no way he could afford that ring. She even went so far as to say on the hotline that their relationship is so cool and they've been together so long that, you know, she deposits his paycheck, he'll deposit hers, or they'll, you know, they had a joint checking account, they had transparency. So she thought. But then he pops up with this ring that she says is a $20,000 ring, and she wants to know how. She's saying there's no way he can afford it. So now she's wondering, did one of his boys hook him up with a ring that's stolen? And she doesn't want to get in a situation where she takes it in to be cleaned sometime, and then she gets busted for having a stolen ring. And then also, it fit a little bit too big. And she was going to take it in to get it resized. And he was like, no, 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 I'll take care of that. And then she was like, you know, why? I don't mind doing it. And he's like, no, I want you to be the queen. I'm going to take care of everything for you, and I'm going to present it to you. So let's let Vanessa respond first. And then we'll come to Aloysius. Vanessa, what do you think?
I think she has cause for concern, being that, number one, they have total transparency, so she's able to know how much money he makes, know how much he has in his bank account, savings, all of that. I mean, granted, he could have had something on the side just for him that she didn't know about, which I can understand, but his hesitancy with her going to get the ring sized, now that throws up all kind of flags for me. So I would think that his friends probably hooked him up.
Well, not that I know a lot of guys who save all their life for a ring like women do, but is it possible? Do you think he would have saved up? And then my concern with this, too, and Aloysius jumping in his time, my concern with this, too, is why did she all of a sudden jump to the conclusion that it was stolen? If he
right.
works in the if he works in the restaurant industry, then he may know a client or a frequent customer who may be a jeweler or may have somebody who could have hooked him up.
Well, obviously, I mean, it sounds like he knows the guy and maybe the people that he hangs around, knows his character for her to go there. I mean, I've met guys that I would, you know, if they were to come with something that I knew that they couldn't afford, there's people that I would be like, okay, yeah, he stole that because I know him. I know the type of person he is, the type of people he hang around. But then you can also say, okay, well, he probably have money somewhere or he probably got a good discount or, you know, whatever. So it sounds to me like she knows that he's capable of doing something like that.
Aloysius?
Well, there are a couple of different variables, but why would she really give a fuck if the ring is on her finger?
Right, exactly.
You know, and then secondly, a jeweler does not give a fuck. I have jewelers right now that do not give a fuck where you got shit from. If they're cleaning it, you know, they don't give a fuck. If they're sizing it, they don't give a fuck, to tell you the truth. And, of course, most people will have something private that they've set aside for themselves. As far as a bank account's concerned, it can even probably just money that he has somewhere, not necessarily even in a bank. You know, part of it is obviously she doesn't trust him. Like Vanessa was saying, to her, he may be a little shady.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of the guys that he hangs with may be a little shady to her.
Mm-hmm.
They might be perfectly fine to him. And he could have friends that are jewelers or know somebody and gave him a discount or, you know, and that's quite possible. You know, like I said, there are variables out there that we don't know about. And nor should we even give a fuck.
Exactly.
As long as she has the ring and, you know, they're happy together, that should be the most important part.
And Vanessa,
she's just trying to, it sounds like she's trying to find a reason to get out of the marriage, though.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's true or could be true, Vanessa?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it sounds like she's, you know, yeah, she is making up some reason for her. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it sounds like she's hesitant. Because, I mean, why would she care?
Yeah. If the ring was too small, then that's when I would expect to get the call on the hotline. My guy I've been with for 3 years, he gave me this little crappy ring.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the other way around. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's go on to topic number two. Vanessa, you can chime in and out as you see fit.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Does the weight of your spouse or significant other make a difference? Aloysius, is there such a thing from your perspective that a woman is too big or too skinny to be with you?
Maybe too skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am a more athletically built person, and I need someone with a little bit more weight. You know what I mean? I've had sex with every weight class. I would like to say it like that. But I'm just a little bit more comfortable with it. Not necessarily a super thick girl like I used to be into. trying to find my way, trying to figure out what it was, you know.
Shout out. I would like to, you just made somebody cross my mind, so I'd like to send a shout out to Casey while we are.
Casey was like the coolest too, you know what I mean? And it's more than just the sex. Sometimes it's, well, most times it's for the personality also.
Yes!
You know.
Big girls.
You know.
Why do big girls have better personalities?
That's just the way it is.
Because we cool.
And I dig that.
Are you a big girl?
Yes.
And
I've slimmed down over the years, but yeah, always been a big girl.
What are you going to run the numbers?
Well, right now I am. What am I now? I think I am 234. The highest I've been was 340. But now I am down to 2. I'm trying to get down to 220, which would be my high school weight.
I dig that.
What's the dress size?
I am 18-20 right now. Mm. And I'm almost 6 feet tall, so I carry it well.
I dig
that. Even at 340.
Mm. A little arrogance there. I carry it well.
Not arrogant, just a little confident. Nothing wrong with that.
I carry it well. Okay. So,
no disrespect to thin girls. It's just not my forte right now. You know.
You know, I saw a thin girl yesterday. I was with my wife somewhere. It might have been Sunday, but I remember remarking about the girl and herself being thin. But the part that I left out that I cut it off at, that I could have said in front of my wife, but I didn't say it in front of my wife, was, here's what would the next line would have been. She ain't nothing but pussy.
Yeah.
Because she had the gap, and she was kind of bow-legged. And that was it. You know. And, you know, yeah, when you get like that, it's borderline stank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need some meat. Because they had to walk where it's just bones and trying to work it together, trying to keep everything connected. And it's just not all right. Mm. Yeah. But, you know, that's something we may need to dig into. Big girls and their personalities. Big girls are always jolly and happy. Yeah.
You know, I had the opportunity to have sex with this. I mean, she was super sexy, but she was deaf. And it was the type of deaf that was making make the sounds, you know, like she was trying to word things out periodically. Of course, it didn't last long, but, you know, I had that opportunity, and it was quite different. I don't know where that's going. I just put that in there, though.
Okay, well, let's build upon it. Expand on it.
She was fine as hell, though. I ain't gonna lie. And that, I couldn't pass it up, you know what I mean? And I thought she was more of a silent.
Mm-hmm.
But she made the noises, and that kind of freaks me out a little bit, you know.
And how did those noises go?
The grunts, basically, you know. She would be mouthing the words, but it would just be like a grunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she could see it in my eyes. It was kind of weirding me out a little bit, but she was just too sexy to pass it up.
Yeah.
She really was. But I should have taken a little bit more time and developed the bun a little bit more. Now that I'm older, I see that that could have been a good learning experience for me, a heavier learning experience. You know, I did learn something from it. I learned a little bit more caring from it, but could have learned a little bit more.
Vanessa, have you ever liked a guy? What's your preference? Do you like a guy that's a little thick, or do you like the skinny guys?
No. I love thick men. Thicker the better. Yeah. I'm more, I've always been more into the big, tall, thick guys. I can't stand smaller guys. And it seems like, you know, smaller meaning skinnier. And it seems like those are the ones that are attracted most to bigger girls. Well, those are the ones that have been attracted to me. Really, really tiny, skinny. Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay. We have a caller who's joined us. Caller, you on the line with us?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Sunshine.
Hi there.
How are you?
Sunshine, have you been following?
I was running late today.
Have you been following the conversation?
I'm just catching in about big men, skinny men.
And thick women. We were just asking the preference. Do you have a preference of a thick man versus a skinny man, or, you know?
Yes,
is it such
I do. As long as his belly don't lap on my back, we good. If that nigga can put his stomach on my back, we got a problem.
Put his weight on it.
Like doggy style. Doggy style if it hangs over. That's what you're saying.
Right. Not if it's hanging over. Not if I got to lift it up to look at it.
Move that motherfucker out of the way. Remind me to do some sit-ups after the show, y'all. Hey, it's okay. I was in goddamn Walmart today, and I was talking on the phone with my wife. This is another topic too. When motherfuckers, you know, I am one. My wife accuses me this all the time of talking on the phone, but talking so other people can hear the conversation. But then this chick at Walmart joined in the fucking conversation. I was on the phone with my wife. I was like, you know, let's commit to losing a pound a week. We ain't got to kill ourselves. It's because you just lose a pound a week. And I was like, you know, I noticed my shirt that I had on today was fitting a little bit tight. The girl behind the counter had the fucking nerve to say, you might want to try one of those wraps. Men don't wear them, but they make them for men. Men can wear them.
Wow.
She was probably telling them, you know, Chris, don't think. She might have been selling them, getting the house on. They're real popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I bet you need to stick more of the bag and shit instead of being in my business.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I didn't need her in my conversation. I learned a lesson, though, I guess. All right. Next topic. Halfway through the show already. Next topic. Ladies, if you're having sexual relations with your man friend and he pulls out your weave or your track, is he responsible for paying for it? Your braids, weave, your track, whatever. Is he responsible for paying for it?
If the dick was whack, he paying for the check.
Ain't that some shit?
I'm in red form tonight.
Aloysius, have you ever heard that before? If the dick was whack, he paying for the check.
I've never heard of that. Well, that is different. I don't even know what to say about that one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's ever been an issue with me either, though, so.
You don't pull the hair? Are you saying you don't pull
the
hair?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I know it's not a whack issue when it comes down to me doing the business. So, you know.
But your dick ain't whack, so you never have to pay for the track.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. If I find a woman who has, of course I'm married now, but I'm just speaking from, you know, things that come off my mind. If I find a woman and she has natural hair, I'll pull the shit out that shit.
Yeah. I like when I wash my hair.
I pull it like
You like what?
I like my natural hair. You know, I wear weave, I wear braids, I wear everything else. But freely, I like to my natural hair because, you know, it doesn't matter, you know.
Let a woman be natural, have the puff, the afro shit. Let me tell you, the fucking, the mushroom puff, where you had a little afro and you put a little band around it or some shit like that, it's just a little puff. Shit, I'll grab that shit. I'll just be walking down the street, just grab somebody, just pull them, pull a hair, put a hair. It's refreshing to be able to pull some shit. So this is a damn near a decade where you couldn't pull the shit. Don't touch my hair! Don't touch my hair!
A mess. You know, it depends on if it's a brand new hairdo. If it's a brand new hairdo, all hands are off. But if it's an older hairdo and, you know, I don't rock it for a couple, even a couple of days even, maybe, if it's some good stuff, I'll go ahead and let you tear it up. But if it's brand new and it's from wax, I'm going to be mad as hell.
I like this thing where... well, brand new or not, if we're in the missionary, I have equal parts in both hands, and I thrust and pull that shit at the same time.
Yes.
And hear her scream and curl her toes and wrap her legs around me.
Wow.
And I kind of dig that.
How's that sound to you, Sunshine?
Huh?
How's that sound to you?
Wow, I just, I'm so hot.
I'm right there with you. I'm like, ooh.
Okay. Mm. That's a lot to process.
Mm-hmm. That's the intent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With each stroke.
Sunshine, have you ever met an opposite sex version of you?
Have I ever met the opposite of me? No.
The opposite sex version of you?
Maybe, yeah. I think I have.
Do you think that you all got along or did it scare you a bit?
Oh, I got to process that one. Well, yes, I have, and we did. But
did.
It was more like, I don't know. Maybe not.
Aloysius, you ever met the opposite?
That's a tricky question. I have to think about that. That's one of them questions I got to think about. Because I'm a hard cookie to crack.
Mm-hmm. Aloysius, you ever met the opposite sex version of you?
On certain levels, yeah. Not every level, but certain levels, I would say, yeah. And we wound up fighting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Either we were fucking or fighting. Those were the two categories.
Yes, I'm with you on that one. I'll agree with Aloysius on that. Certain levels, and if it was on a lot of levels, we were either real passionate or really pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. Vanessa, you got anything to say with this?
Well, to be in a relationship, no, I haven't met the opposite sex of me. But in terms of friendship, I have. And we're actually still friends now.
But why didn't you fuck him? Shit.
Because there's no attraction.
Hmm.
Like, I don't find him attractive on that level.
No.
But personality-wise, we click.
Does he find you attractive?
I hope not. I mean, it's never gone there. It's been more like a brother-sister friendship.
Vanessa, you know this show is kind of about sex, right?
I know. Well, you asked the question.
So I know the fuck I asked the damn question. That's my role. But I need you to reset. Let me tell you something. This motherfucker in a meeting today had the nerve to say, "Research your research." So I need you to go back and research your research.
That's a
somebody.
Well, okay, I got a situation.
Go for it.
I got a situation I want to discuss with you guys. All right.
Wait. Let me find something.
Look, don't record this.
Wait. No. Give me a second.
Don't use it against me. Promise this will not be used in any politically affiliated run I go on. But I'll probably repeat it anyway. I might get more votes by telling it. But anyway, look.
Well, you want a disclaimer? You wanted a disclaimer?
Yeah, do me a disclaimer.
The views and opinions expressed on the radio program, as well as the Lonely Hearts Cafe, and
too fucking long.
And rights reserved only, and permission
needs to be. Views and opinions expressed on this radio show, as well as those on this network.
Volume too damn low.
All right. Okay, go for
okay.
it.
Okay, look, check it out. Okay, I got a situation. A couple, guy might be 55, the lady might be 39, and they've been having some, nice relationship, get along well, but they had a hiccup in certain areas. Well, not even in certain areas, they just had a hiccup, probably more personality clashing. And in the midst of the hiccup, a 25-year-old gentleman decides that he notices that she's into it with her mate and decides to, hit on her. And the woman decides that maybe, why the fuck not, right? So 3-4 weeks go in. The person's not in a relationship with the older gentleman because of the personality clash. They're still having their clashing. So you are really building a relationship with this 25-year-old person. And it gets really intense. And so is it wrong? Is that cheating?
Fuck you.
And is it
cheating.
Wrong for someone
so who gives 39
to date somebody who's 24? That's another question. Is that out of the norm?
Who wants to go first?
Her man is 20-some-odd years older than her, though, right?
Exactly. That's my point. Shit. The older dude is 20-some years older, so what the fuck is wrong with her dating someone who is 10, 15 years younger?
Okay.
Right.
Nothing wrong there. And me, personally, I'm a polygamist, so I believe that a person should have more than one person anyway. I think it's the natural balance. I do not think that it's possible for one person to satisfy another person. I think that there are too many levels. I think that intellectually, financially, hanging out, there are too many different, Aloysius, you'd probably be better at describing it better than me. There are too many different components within an individual for one person to satisfy. So I personally don't have a problem with it at all. Now, I'm in a marriage where, because I had to discipline myself or whatever, but my wife knows I believe in polygamy. I was upfront about that in the beginning.
So that wouldn't be considered cheating. That would be a place in the midst of turmoil, am I correct?
Polygamy or the situation you proposed?
The situation that's being proposed.
It would be cheating if it wasn't disclosed. If it's done behind
the say the person disclosed it.
To the older gentleman?
Yeah.
And how long have they been in their so-called relationship?
Well, off and on for a few years, I would say. But then monogamously, maybe 2-3 months.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's not that big of a deal.
Right.
Because they've not really been serious enough to dedicate themselves totally to each other, for longer than 2 months out of 14 years. So they've been fucking around since day one, basically.
Basically.
This is the younger one. The younger one is, the younger one
the
is...
Younger
hold
one
on, you said... And how old is she again?
39.
Oh, okay.
In the late 30s.
So the younger one is the one that's like 3 weeks old. What?
Huh?
Y'all getting diseases now. The younger one has a girlfriend?
The other one has a girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
Who works at night.
Mm-hmm.
And the older guy likes to go home and go to bed at night.
Mm-hmm. Because he's done all he wanted to do from the beginning. A young pussy tires him out.
Let me ask you this: Is a 39 year old woman getting enough dick?
Obviously not.
From based on information, both are holding their own weight, but in different ways.
Yeah, she's getting different flavors.
Yeah. So that would it be wrong for that person to continue? Because, like Aloysius just said, it's not a strictly platonic because it hasn't been long enough to be that serious. But at the same time, you don't want to be, you can't be misleading. I would say you're not judgmental, but you can't. It's not being misleading because you're not committed. The only person that's being misleading is the 25-year-old person, if you ask me.
I don't see any problem with it because, I mean, it's fucked up. But ethically, society would say it's a problem. But I don't see a problem with it because I just think that there are too many personalities in the world and it's difficult to satisfy, one aspect or one dimension of a person.
And the worst case scenario, he could go out and buy some pussy, you know, so.
Who, which one?
That's
though?
The worst case scenario, you know. What they say, cocaine brought the price of pussy down to $5, so.
Does a woman have feelings for either one?
I would suppose so.
For which
one? You can't not have feelings for someone you dated for several years and, you know, you can't not care. You know what I mean? So I would suppose they have feelings. But
would she care? Would she care if he cut her loose? If he went on his way?
Yes, I believe she would. Not. I believe she would.
Well, shit, she better straighten up then.
No, because they identified with the. They've identified what the issue is. The issue is that their personalities clash at times. So as long as they give each other space and they can continue to coexist while giving each other space when they need space, they'll be all right.
And they are staying together, though.
No.
Oh, well, shit.
The older dude goes his way at night. And then
yeah, goes home, goes to sleep, okay.
That's
right,
when she gets kicked down by the younger dude.
Fuck it.
Right.
No. Especially if they're not in the same, they're not in the same cohabitation together. So it doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Minaj, are you on the line?
I am.
I know you heard part of it, but basically it's a situation where a 39-year-old woman is involved in a multi-year relationship with a man who's in his 50s, but they have some personality conflicts where they're not necessarily getting along 24/7. So a 25-year-old dude, a dude in his mid-20s, recently stepped to her about 3 weeks ago, and they've been fucking. So the question is it wrong? Is it cheating? The older gentleman knows about the situation, but is it wrong, or can it sustain?
Well, I'm not going to say knows.
I don't think it's wrong because...
Hold on one second, Minaj. Hold on one second. Go ahead.
Let me clarify before you answer. Doesn't know per se, but it's been relayed. Okay, which you know how you do. If you won't, somebody else will. So you know
okay,
how that
goes. Yeah.
Well, it's nothing wrong with it because we as women like this. Mm-hmm.
Let me say one more thing. The younger guy has a girlfriend also.
Oh, okay. So everybody's fucking somebody else. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's nothing really wrong with it because personally as a woman, I like different dicks. So I just, You know, it's like, you know, they like Lays. You just can't have one, you know, but.
Okay.
So, I, you know, hey, I mean, I wouldn't have never told and, you know, denied till they catch you. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Who has the best dick, though?
I do. I don't know about them motherfuckers.
Who head game is strong?
I got the bestest.
Well, based on the information that I've gathered.
So, damn disclaimer.
The. they both hold their own weight in different areas. You know, a 25-year-old person's stamina is about different than a 57-year-old, and a 57-year-old mentality is different than a 25-year-old. So,
I know for a fact the 39-year-old woman would not see any lifelong goals in a 25-year-old. That's just to break her back. That's the only reason she's fucking with him, because he got that dick. That's the only reason why. He got that helmet, and he bringing it when he comes.
She
likes that part.
And also the part that even if they're not sexually active when they're together, he still releases certain hormones within her that keeps her spunk, keeps her youth, gives her that swag. It's a whole different energy level when she's with him. The older gentleman is more smooth and more suave, has more style about his ways. And the younger guy just appeals to something else, a different side.
Well, I mean, come on now. You know, hanging out with the young folks gonna make you feel young. But at the end of the day, you're old. So you're gonna go home at 39, even though he's 25, you still gonna be 39. So the person that's 39 is not gonna sit there and say, well, you know what? I was thinking maybe we should buy a timeshare together and, you know, we can check out each other's pensions and 401ks. That's not gonna be a conversation that's had. You're gonna say, okay, take them drawers off and let me see that dick. What that mouth do, that's what you're gonna be talking about.
Yeah.
But the 50-year-old is not going to do that for a woman with children either.
What?
On how good your cat is.
Nah.
Do what with women with children?
Say, huh? let's buy a timeshare, let's do this, let's do that.
It depends on how good your cat is. That's all that is.
Or just.
You said how big or how good?
How good, you fool.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know, because I've had some good stuff out there, and I wouldn't fucking buy a fucking piece of pizza with their ass. You know what I'm saying?
the children are a variable. The children are a variable that the older gentleman's thinking about.
Well, see, I'm a divorced mother, and I have a child, and I mean, I've had a 50-year-old ask me, and I ain't never gave him no cat. He was trying to, let me.
They be trying to wife you.
Yeah, they be trying to wife, honey. But I let them know I don't want no great pepper corns on my dick.
But your child is under 10.
Yeah. But my cat still can make babies. So I'm pretty sure he know that.
I love how you say cat. That's different.
Yeah. When the children get 10 and older, they develop personalities.
Teenagers.
Yeah, he don't want to deal with that shit. He wants a calm lifestyle.
Yeah,
well,
everybody stealing cars, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It has to be that ability to be able to drop everything that you're doing and leave at that moment. That's what older guys want.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel that because if you're going to take care of me, I'm going to drop everything at that moment and do what whatever you ask me to do. If you're going to take care of me, I'm going to do whatever you ask me to do.
But that's why the older guy fucks around with the 20-some-year-old girl as a fling. Because that 20-something-year-old girl can just fuck and then go on her way. But when a woman has to devote her time to raising her children, she doesn't have that ability.
Well, I've had to explain to people, you know, guys, older and young. I don't fuck with nobody under 30. But that, you know, you're basically just a tool. You're just a dick, and that's it. You know, at the end of the day, you're just that to me. So, I don't know, because if they offer me, I might take it. It depends on how good the offer is. But I don't personally a person being 39 dealing with a 25-year-old on a for real basis.
Tell me about
I talked to another gentleman. He married a woman when he was 45 and she was 22.
That's a man against a woman.
And then again, she was fine and shit too.
Yeah,
This drop dead gorgeous.
Huh?
What delay is
that? Ever got it?
But at 25, that man has not even experienced the world yet. His dick just not starting to get moist, cause with some cash. So he don't really know what he wants.
I agree with that.
He doesn't really know what he wants to play right now.
A 35-year-old woman with the body of a
goddess. You feel like that when you were 25?
Me?
Aloysius and Chris?
Hold on. Let me respond to something. A 35-year-old with the body of a goddess better be wealthy as shit. Otherwise, she's just a human with a body. And nothing special about that.
Well, what her mouth do?
The mouth ain't that important either, because you can get that anywhere.
Oh, I'm just asking.
For $5.99.
So age doesn't matter if that's the case.
Well, you know, as women, we mature faster than guys.
True.
And I know that because I have a twin brother, and we are on two totally different paths when we were 25. And
because
so I know
tend,
that.
But part of it is because women tend to have children, too.
Well, I ain't had no goddamn children at 25.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But anyway.
Wait,
I know Chris is just trying to come for me.
No. hold on, we lost track of something. Sunshine, you asked about me and Aloysius at 25. What was that question? Because I wanted to give him a chance to respond.
Was you just getting moist at 25, or did you feel that you was at your best, at your peak?
I was seasoned.
Now that you guys are 40 and 41, 42, at 25, were you at your best sexually?
No. I'm not going to say I was at my best. I think I'm at my best now, to tell you the truth, but I was giving it a good effort, though. I'll tell you that much. I was putting it down.
What about you, Chris?
I don't even know where the fuck I was at 25. Let's see, 25.
Now, for me, I was lost at 25. I thought I knew what I was doing, but I was lost.
I was married. I had just got married.
I was too.
Yeah, and,
I got married at 24. But I was still green.
25, I was just fucking a lot. I didn't give a fuck. 25, I was fucking for exercise. I was fucking probably like 3 females a day, you know, and only would keep them in rotation like a month or two. I did a lot of fucking. Because, Aloysius, I think that's the Vanessa period. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I was married and fucking somebody else, but it didn't really matter.
Yeah, 25, I wasn't thinking about quality. 25, I was fucking you. You were leaving, and somebody else was coming in that night.
Quick, fast.
Yeah.
Real quick.
I was loyal at 25. Oh, my goodness. I was so wifey and homey. I was like Susie Homemaker and shit.
I was there in the daytime when his ass went to work.
Thusly, another reason for me not to be married.
Okay.
But then again, you have to understand, again, I was 25 at the age that I am now. Of course I would not be going around, you know, passing out cat and stuff. That's not going to happen.
Why do you say cat?
Why not? Do you have something against passing out cat?
Well, you know, I have a select few that are optional cat receivers, but but I just it's like niggas talk too much.
Okay.
And I'm are you really kidding me? Are you
I guess that means the cat ain't got their tongue.
You need to make that cat get their tongue.
That cat did have their tongue.
And they wouldn't talk.
It was back.
But let me say this: like if I notice that if I'm dealing with you, and then I notice that a conversation that me and you have had is now the topic of discussion that you're having on a public forum, then that's a problem.
That's true.
And then you grown as hell. That's a problem. So I'm gonna have to renege on giving him some cat again. So now I gotta find me another cat receiver.
Do you find that you intimidate men?
Yes, I do. They get mad because a lot of men are intimidated by me because I don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tell them all the time, my house paid off, boo. You can't pay a house note over here and think you can spend the night. No. That's not going to happen.
Do you let anybody spend the night?
Hey, nobody spending the night in my house, and I've been there for 5 years. I fuck you and you go. Bye-bye.
Really?
Put your pants on and go home. Huh?
Wow. Nobody, like, ever just said, you know, the weekend or...
Oh, they tried, girl. They tried, but they can't do it.
I've never known her to let anybody spend the night.
You can put...
Anybody put that mama slapper on you.
Okay.
Why you taking your sock off? Why
your phone? Yeah. I've never known her to let anybody spend the night. I've always gotten a kick out of that shit.
Why you folding your pants up? Why you putting your pants over the iron board? You they ain't finna stay there all night long.
So then,
you might put that shit back on.
So then my
thought is that was bad, but Jesus.
So then my thought is that the relations where's the being sensual, where is the being romantic? Where is all that? Are you romantic?
No spooning.
Or you just want to get fucked?
It was romantic. I spend a night at their house, but you can't spend a night at mine because I pay the bills over there. And that is no. No. Because, see, I learned that if you give a nigga an inch, a nigga take a mile. And you will not be sitting at my house while I'm at work. You would not be cooking up my eggs and bacon in the morning. No. I can cook my own breakfast and I hop make it faithfully. You get your ass up and you go on back home. My car is a one-car garage, so your shit can't come in my garage. So I don't need your side chicks, booze, ex-wives, slut bags, or whatever looking at my yard for you. No, you need to go home. No.
Okay.
But I'm kind of weird like that.
Is it in any part because of your son, or is it just
No, because my ex-husband and I have a wonderful custody order that he goes over there every week from Wednesday through Saturday. So we don't have no problems. I had a house to myself, all 4 bedrooms, me and a dog. That's it. The son won't catch the nigga end up.
I hear that.
Well, I'm going to pass on the information about the 39-year-old. I think that was some very valuable information. I appreciate it. Everybody has a great insightful point.
Well, boy, you're welcome.
So, anybody else topics before we wrap up for the night?
Why men talk so much about who they're hitting? Or they be trying to don't.
Because they can.
Amen.
They talk about
but
it.
Why
can't
you?
They talk about it when they're not going to be with the woman.
That's what it is.
I talk about it when I am going to be with the woman. So I don't know.
I mean, if you're going to be with somebody long term, you ain't going to talk about it.
I'm not saying talking about it like that.
But just bragging about it.
Right. No.
Sharing the information.
Okay. Like I'm gonna give you an example. A dude told me. Because he was like, we're kicking it. Like I've already explained, I don't have feelings and emotions, so you can't get me with that bullshit. So we're kicking it and screwing. So that's basically what we're doing. So I was like, this time, treats on me, what you want, what you drink, do you smoke, whatever you want, I got you. I got that covered. He was like, you trying to spoil me. I'm like, what? I was like, nah, nigga, you a grown ass man. I can't spoil you. How can I spoil somebody that's a motherfucking adult? That's what your mama job was.
Are you a cake mama?
Huh? Yeah, see, I don't do that kind of shit. You better than me.
No, because
I better bake some chicken or something.
Let me kind of explain it to you like this. See, I want a nigga to know that we on the same playing field. I don't want you to think I'm the weaker vessel because I'm fucking not. I want you to understand that we on the same field. Don't get caught up in it and thinking that I'm okay with being booed up and coupled up and all that kind of shit. You can't call me in the middle of the daytime because my ass is at work. When I see you, I see you. So I don't want you to think like that. So I want you to know that you did it last time. I got you this time. We're not a couple. We just friends. So my thing is this, is like, and then they're like, you trying to get me hooked and addicted. No, no, no. Your dick is great and your mouth is even better, and that's all I really want to keep in my life. All that other shit you come with, I don't really want that. So I'm just trying to figure out what I need to do to kind of help relay that message, because I've already stated it in English.
Cut
but it's
him
not
off.
Coming across that way.
Don't buy him shit.
Yeah, you can't.
Buy him.
You offered to buy him shit. You offered to buy him shit. Don't buy him shit. And stop fucking him.
No, I can't stop doing
that.
She
said she liked that, though. So,
well, then he can say what the fuck he wants to say.
You can't like fucking him and then buy him weed and liquor.
Yeah, then he can say what the fuck he wants to say.
But don't want him to spend the night and he can't leave.
Oh, no, he ain't fucking
his clothes. He can't leave his jeans on the ironing bed. That's like...
No, nigga, you cannot come in my house with an overnight bag. Just letting you know. You can't come in that bitch with a toothbrush. Just letting you know.
I'm with you.
I mean, I got a jar full of Magnums. We got that covered. Ain't no sense you even coming in there with that extra shit.
That would be an awesome Christmas present case.
A jar? You know that's $17 for the 36 at Walmart.
Here's the problem.
That's it?
That's out. Walmart got the cheapest condoms.
Here's the problem.
But if you need some sex toys, I sell those.
Oh, okay. We have to do a party or something.
The problem
is... Lonely Hearts Cafe.
I'm trying to open up a sex toy shop in Selma, but I don't think they're going to let me. Because I want to demonstrate all of them.
Oh, no, they're not going to let you demonstrate nothing now.
The problem is...
Make sure my...
Well, she doesn't give a fuck, ultimately.
Wait.
She's going to do what she wants to do and fuck who she wants to fuck.
For me?
But I'm just trying to think back of back in the day. Yes, you. I'm trying to think back in the day if a woman had the nerve...
Is Vanessa still in the house?
Yes, she's there. If a woman has the nerve to tell or have a policy that I wasn't going to spend the night at her house, I wouldn't fuck her, and she wouldn't. But the thing is, with Minaj, she just wouldn't give a fuck. If you don't abide by her policy, she don't give a fuck. On to the next dick.
Absolutely, but, because there are a lot of dicks out there. I like white dicks. I like black dicks. I ain't had no Mexican dick. But if you keep fucking up,
yeah, they're out there too.
Yeah. I just don't like cheating.
But I know Vanessa said, "Have a good night." It was a great show. She has a jump off, literally.
It's time. Day 03.
Yeah.
Who would jump off?
I know a lot of them. I could give numbers, but like.
What I'm saying is, if a woman had the nerve to have that policy back in the day, that I could not spend a night, no man could spend a night, I just would like fuck you to put restrictions on our relationship.
On our sex experience,
I might want to fuck you all night.
Okay, but then as long as you fuck me before the sun come up and you don't go to sleep, we good.
That's what I'm saying. I might want to fuck continuously. So I would just be like,
okay. That's fine.
But she got
to go
to work, she's saying.
I'd be like, bye.
Yeah, trust me. If we were fucking, you might not make it to work either way.
Yeah.
Aloysius, that was the quickest time you ever told.
I would.
That's not a lie. I can bring out references. They'll tell you.
I would make it my policy to find somebody near and dear to you to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I would have made it my policy to find somebody near and dear to you to fuck.
Oh, you talking about my sister or my mama?
Say other than that, you're right. I ain't even got name one of them.
Oh,
well, I got, you know, my mama, but I ain't no sister, so it ain't gonna make no difference. In.
But be real about that. Now, Christopher, you already know how ignorant I am. They got pussies too. If that's what you trying to get into, then go do it. But hey, you know I ain't got good sense. So, I don't give a shit.
All right, y'all. On that note, let's wrap up for the night. And everybody have a good week. Manaj, say your goodbyes for the night.
Buenas noches.
That's it?
What else am I supposed to say? A devotional prayer or some shit?
And Sunshine, say your goodbyes for the night.
I enjoyed you guys tonight, as I do every Tuesday night. And if God's willing, we'll be here again next Tuesday.
Amen.
We hope so.
Aloysius.
Ladies, it's been a stone cold groove. Chris, to you and yours, blessings and prosperity. Let's start the night off with peace. Let's end the day with peace. Let's start the next morning with peace and see where it goes from there.
Okay, everybody. I want to say good night, and everybody make sure that they enjoy their evening, get some good rest. And I want to send a shout out to Coach Reese. Coach Reese passed away. He was kind of cool. He was cool.
Yeah.
So.
He was cool at the end of the day.
To his family, yeah. Okay. So I'll see you guys soon. And we'll see you all next week. Hopefully, everybody meet again next week on the Lonely Hearts Cafe.
And maybe I have another scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us
an update. I have one.
Yeah, give us a scenario.
I need to hear one of yours, Manaj.
Give us one of yours, Manaj, and Sunshine, give us an update on your situation.
Whatever. It's a situation.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right.
What I want to do, soon I promise to be full night, I'll be kissing you until your body calls, until we see the sun. Through into shotgun once I touch you with my taser tongue. And I just wanna get a word on the thing, give her what she been missing, that feeling. Lick it till she shivers in the room. And I'm gonna look her in her eyes and tell her I love, I love, I love, I love, I love.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.